WBOSS Bossman Radio.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. It's drive time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Searching for signs of life, but there's nobody home.
Good morning and happy Friday Eve to each of you. I'll tell you what, I'd like to replay the intro again. That's got me kind of popping my foot, banging a hand on the table. I like that.
Who is that?
Well done.
Who is that?
Sounds a lot like a band that rocks.
It may be.
Reunion tour on the way. Reunion show.
We're getting ready. How about that?
I like that. And of course, Adam's voiceover. Excellent as always.
As always. That's right. As always, good. Always good. Good morning, DJ.
Good morning to everybody, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good crowd already in first thing this morning. Sister's in. Whitney, good morning, Whitney. Elisa Finley Hart in as well. Mark Ward in. Good morning, Mark Ward.
Good morning, Mark
Dwayne Ward. Graves in. Good morning, Dwayne. Bubba Crutchfield in. Good morning, Bubba. Stan Whitehead in also. Good morning to each of you, and welcome to Drive Time. Looking forward to spending the next 45 minutes to an hour with you and catching up on everything that needs to be caught up on. Good morning, Ken.
Well, good morning. Yeah, I got a pile of people in here, too. Good morning, Danny Smith. I knew you would know who that was. Let's see, Donna Weaver in with us this morning. Kathy Tolan, good morning, Kathy. Amanda Henry, Hot Rod, Rodney Williamson in this morning. Shannon Odom, Brooke Young, Doc, Joe Ellington, good morning to you. And Hal Whitman.
Morning, Hal.
Morning, Hal. Speaking of Hal, got the chamber banquet going on tonight, 7 o'clock, I think, at the Hourglass.
Hourglass. Can you still get a ticket for that, or coming on?
I'm not real sure. Hal or somebody can chime in and tell us. Good morning, Lou Nager, Gail Reddick, Jason Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning, Booker, in as well. Welcome to Drive Time. And of course, yesterday afternoon, Ken, maybe you can help me figure this out. I had a urge to want to sit and roll over and play dead.
I don't know. Well. I meant to ask you, did you ever start chasing your tail or not?
Well, I can tell you this, I'm not going to get caught without my water jug again. It really didn't. You know, first of all, it was a great program yesterday. Really enjoyed Edie and
great program.
And Pam and Melissa being here with us. Of course, Paul's Crossed and everything they do to make our community what it is, and the need that they meet and service. And it was just a lot of fun, a lot of great information, things that I had no ideas about. A lot of opportunities to help. Several people already doing so. Once again, JoJo Holmes making an incredible gesture, I thought, trying to help their efforts. But really enjoyed it with those ladies yesterday, and that was we'll have to get them back on sometime in the near future.
Yeah, that was a big time, and I'll tell you, anytime we can class our program up by having people like that in, we certainly are all about that, and had a big time. And you know, yeah, he got it fixed. Hot Rod wanted to know if he got the jug fixed.
Yeah.
And it looks like he got it fixed. Good morning, Nelly Rock. Paul Crumpton. Good morning, Paul Hazel. Good morning, Hayes. And Randy Joyner. Good morning to you.
Michael Walker in as well. And of course, Paul's Crossed had a couple of samples, had the dog biscuits that they sell at fundraisers. I tried one yesterday, and it really wasn't bad. You could taste. It didn't taste bad. I'm not sitting there and tell you that it tasted great, because it didn't. But you could taste a little bit of the honey in it. But what happened with me is I just couldn't get it down. I couldn't swallow it. And that's why I won't get caught without the water.
Good morning, Wheezy. Yeah, well, there's Miss Louise joining in this morning. No, listen, I'm going to say it like this. That's made for dogs to eat. You know,
I guess they can build up more saliva or something to break it down. Maybe.
Something, but I mean, that's not built. That wasn't built for you and I. I mean...
If you were in a pinch, you'd eat it.
Well, I'm not saying that. I probably would, but I'm saying that I just don't think that was, you know, those things were made for people like us. Good morning, Tracy Miller, Hazel said the 109er is creeping up, big boy.
I can't wait. April 7th. I've got it on the calendar. I can promise you. Good morning, Deacon. Cheyenne Robinson in as well. Mary Chandler, good morning to each of you. Hope your Friday Eve is off to a great start. It sure is a beautiful day outside locally anyway. If you get an opportunity this afternoon, might be a good time to get outside and enjoy some outdoor activities. I'll probably go for a little golf cart ride later this afternoon as I continue to train up and prepare for the 109.
How's that coming, by the way?
I did about a mile yesterday.
So everything going pretty good. Yep. Hal just said the chamber banquet is sold out.
Sold out. Wow. Great.
That's good.
That's a good thing. Josh Guy went in this morning. Good morning, Josh. Good morning, Marshall Bracken also, and welcome to Drive Time. Going to have, there's several birthdays today we need to recognize, Ken. Several birthdays. I saw on Facebook first thing this morning, Gail Peace having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Gail.
Is Gail, let's see, hold on. Gail Peace, how old is Gail today?
Gail be 30.
She'd be 30?
30. Okay. That's what I'm going with.
Well, that sounds good. Who else having a birthday?
Samantha Pate has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Samantha.
Happy birthday.
Brooke Harton having a birthday. Happy birthday to Brooke. TJ, Terrence Johnson.
Terrence Johnson.
Old man, West End.
West End.
Megan Green having a birthday today.
Megan Green. Yeah.
And Allie Taylor.
Allie Taylor.
A lot of our local friends and acquaintances having birthdays today, and we hope that it all goes their way for each of them.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Megan Green's out there on the West Coast.
On the left coast, that's right.
Left coast, that's right. Hazel said he thinks ESPN should do a live sports center about the 109.
Why not?
The belt's on the line. We don't need ESPN. We got BMP.
BMP's going to do it.
Yeah. But, yeah, the belt is on the line. Good morning, Mallory Stanley, Ricky Hart. Yeah, it's going to be hard to top that show yesterday.
You know, it will be. Of course, the guests are the ones that make it. And, of course, we always enjoy the interaction. We appreciate the interaction with you guys here on Facebook. We'd rather talk with you, not at you. Good morning, Steve Layton, Holly Shirley, Gail Ian. There's the birthday girl. Happy birthday, Gail. We just acknowledge your 30th birthday today and hope you have a great day there at the elementary school.
That's right.
Jason Tiepo, Rebecca Whitfield Ian. Good morning to each of you.
Good morning, Steve Layton. Yeah, it's going to be hard to top that because, you know, anytime you have, I want you to tell the story about what they told you, how long they wanted to be on.
Yeah. Well, when Melissa and Edie were here about 7:45, 7:50 and Pam as well, they were a little leery about, you know, coming on and being in front of the mic and out. And, they wanted to do 15 minutes. They wanted to come in and be off by 8:30 and I didn't say anything to them about it, just assured them that we would accommodate them every way that we could and everything would be fine. And anybody that comes on, and we're going to get as many people as we can in the days and the months to come on to be a part of this program, it just flies by. I mean, you look up and bam, it's 9:00.
Yeah, it just doesn't take real long for it doesn't take real long for it to go by.
Gail Peace, that is great. That's a little inside joke, a little inside humor. She put Tanks JD. I called her out one day on Facebook for some incorrect grammar. Of course, you're not talking to an English major here, obviously, but
man.
I like to buzz Gail up every chance I get, and we've kind of gone back and forth with that. It's been a lot of fun.
I'll tell you right now, I know how that goes. I live with a darn librarian and an English major.
I never could figure out the who and freak. The whom. You know, who and whom. When do you use who? When do you use whom?
Well, I tell you who we can call and ask. We can call Andy Casey and ask him, because Andy, you know, he
I did not know that.
Well, you know, he put, remember that post he put on Facebook a week or so back? Remember I talked to Chief about it.
Yeah, that's right.
He was letting everybody know this is what you say and how you say it. Okay. So, Andy, if you're out there, why don't you come by and get on the show with us one morning and help us understand the correct use of the Southern English language. That's what it is. Yeah. It's Southern English. That's what I tell people when they say, well, what does air mean? Well, that's Southern for there.
Yeah.
Put that over there.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times you heard people say that?
Oh, yeah.
That's just
daily.
That's just Southern for there.
Good morning, Miss C. Cindy Fleming in as well. Miss Chamberlain, good morning to each of you. I know Cindy's got her coffee there on the back porch this morning. Better have a blanket first thing this morning.
I tell you what, she better.
I like it, though. I mean, this is my cup of tea. I know others like it a little warmer, but I like a good crisp cool morning.
Good morning, Donna Revel and Action. Good morning, Action, to Blade. There's the Blade in this
morning. Good
morning, Blade. Good to see y'all this morning. But yeah, I'm like you. I don't mind the cool. I like, you know, I've always said this. You put on enough to get warm, but you can't take off enough to get cool. I mean, now don't get me wrong. I like the summertime as well. I'm not saying that, but you know, my wife and daughter, they'd rather it be summertime all year long. Speaking of that, did you see where Florida? I think they're just waiting on the governor to sign it. Is going to make it where daylight savings time stays year round.
Wow, no, I did not say that.
They're not going to change it.
You know, but it's, you know, we're talking about that and talking about some
good morning,
some,
Jimmy Burgess.
Some change, and of course having Gail on and some other people in education. I saw this in Texas yesterday. This was on the news. This happened out in Texas. There's a teacher shortage. I think that's a national problem, but in this particular school system, it's a real problem. I think for a year they had three openings, and I think they had like two applicants. So you're not necessarily getting the best of the bunch. If you only have two people applying for three spots, they were trying to create ways to where it would be a more attractive position for someone to want. They have gone to four-day school weeks. And then all of a sudden, pay stays the same, four-day school weeks. I think they're in there maybe an extra 30 minutes or something during the course of the day.
Wow.
But they, all of a sudden, they had like 26 people apply for the job as opposed to just two. But I thought that was interesting. I'm not saying that that's going to be
well, you know, I've asked Jessica, and of course, you mentioned with some educators, you know, in this morning. I've always asked and wondered, why not have a four-day school week? And the reason I say that is because of the attention span of a kid. And you know, another thing I've always wondered is why, I mean, I don't know about you. Well, I know you're kind of a morning person, but were you a morning person when you were younger?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't. And I don't know what the percentage of kids that are to aren't is. Good morning, Colin McMillan. Good to see you this morning, Colin. Good
morning, Colin.
I'm not sure what the percentage of that is, but I can tell you that I don't think a lot of kids like to get up in the morning time and, you know, that soon. And, you know, you talk about the county schools. Some of those kids have to be standing out there to get on the bus at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, what if they started school at 9 and maybe went to, you know, 4 or you know, 6 and – or, you know, whatever, and only went 4 days a week. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I think you'd see test scores go up. I think you'd see, you know, I just believe it's a win all the way around. Let's see, Connie Baggett. Well, good morning, Connie. Let's see, Frontier Technologies. Here we go. Here's a great opportunity if somebody's looking for a job. Frontier Technologies in Bruton need to hire 10 people right now.
Well, there you go.
Welders, basic skills, or advanced, or people ready and eager to learn. Also need quality control people. So they're not discriminating. They need a lot of people out there.
They're in the industrial, you know, part.
That's right. 10 people immediately. So if you're needing a job, looking for a job, you know somebody looking for a job, there's a great opportunity right there. You know, when I hear people say, in around here that they can't find a job, they're not looking. You know, I'm telling you, now it may not be the exact job you want. Okay. But you're not looking hard if you claim you can't find a job around here.
Will gave me a, Will Ruzick. He's our, my brother-in-law, but also the director of the Coastal Gateway, Coalition. And he gave me like a crazy number. It was like 700 or 800 job openings in the region right now, in the Coastal Gateway region. I can't remember how many counties make up Coastal Gateway, but it was a staggering number of jobs that were open and available, trying to find people to fill them. 700 or 800.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy. I mean, and the thing is, all you hear from people is, well, I can't find a job. I can't find a job. I promise you, if you're hunting a job in Bruton, you can find a job. If you're hunting a job in Escambia County, you can find a job. It's just, like I said, it may not be the job you want, but there are plenty of openings out there. Good morning, Emily Douglas. Wow, Connie Baggett, and you know, Connie is a wealth of information. Connie, you need to come by one day and sit down with us. Yeah, and
we can just slide the mic here and let Connie go, and
we can just sit here and let you talk.
That one day a week, she can just kind of set the calendar.
Right. We, matter of fact, come by and see us about that, or call me or something. But 900 openings and about 700 unemployed.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
How about that?
Yeah.
That kind of spells it out right there, doesn't it?
It does.
We don't have to have our unemployment rate could be zero if people wanted to get out and work. But that's the key, is that, you know, how many people out there actually really want to get out and work anymore?
Good morning, Jim Baggett. Trent Davison, one of my guys in. Good morning, Trent. Daddy in as well. Good morning, Daddy. Beautiful, beautiful Friday Eve morning here in the B-Town. Yeah, 30-30.
It is a beautiful morning.
Got a little bit of sad news to pass along. I want to recognize him and, of course, send prayers and thoughts out to the family. He was a teammate of your brother's. I mean, one of the great citizens of our town, Marlon Reed. Quick passed away.
What?
Yeah, Quick had some form of cancer. I don't want to misspeak on that, but of course, after high school, he got in the service.
I didn't know that.
And was a career serviceman, and he was one of the great, great people to come through our community, and of course, was just one of those great basketball players on the team that went to the Final Four.
He certainly was.
He was Dennis Rodman before Dennis Rodman.
Well, he was.
You could go ahead and you could book him for 20 rebounds a game. That's what's going to happen.
That's a fact.
Quick passed yesterday, and that was a sad year.
Had this been, I mean, was it sudden, or had this been coming on for some time? Or
I think it was sudden. I think it happened, you know, fairly quick once he got diagnosed. But he was a good man.
He was.
I don't know anybody that could say a bad word about Quick, Marlon Reed, and certainly keep he and his family in our prayers and thoughts in the days to come, because that's a tough loss.
Let my brother know about that.
Yeah, he'd want to know.
Yeah, he would, for sure. Blade said Joseph Jr. is watching this morning as well.
Good morning, Meatball.
Little Meatball.
Hope it's going his way also.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the Turner
sir.
Boys.
Sherry Weaver. Good morning, Sherry. Always good to see Sherry in. Great picture, by the way, Sherry, that you shared of the Harvest Jam.
I'll tell you what, it has gotten rave reviews.
We've shared it and passed it along,
and it brought back a lot of good memories for a lot of people.
Sure,
we certainly
did.
Appreciate Sherry putting that up. That was a great picture.
That was a great picture. That was a great picture. It really was. JP, good morning, JP. Hazel said he's moving back to Bruton to be the morning show associate producer.
Well, come on.
Yeah. Hazel, we'd love to have that. Matter of fact, first weekend you're here, we want the party to be at your house.
Yeah, we'll have a welcome home party, yeah. We'll just ask Jim and Madeline if they'll move out for the weekend, and we're just going to have a big time. I'll find the Carroll Boys. Get a couple of pallets, and here we go, our couch.
We'll just have a Budweiser truck back up out there. Open the back doors and, you know, everything will be fine. There's the Butcher in this morning. Butch, good to see you.
Viking strong. Coach Beers.
I'll tell you what we're missing on this table is some Pepsi products.
I don't know where we can get any.
I don't either. But I know we're missing some. So if any of y'all happen to see a Pepsi guy, how about letting him know that we'd like, you know, we'd love some Pepsi products here on the table. I've got Pepsi products in this cup right here.
Did we get tomorrow's guest confirmed? Is that confirmed?
He is confirmed. Yes. Yes.
Great, great program on tap for tomorrow. Coach Etheridge, Keith Etheridge, going to be here with us on Drive Time. Of course, the newly named head football coach and athletic director here at T.R. Miller. Look forward to catching up with him and getting his take, his early take, initial take on the T.R. Miller High School and his plans to put his stamp on the program. That's going to be fun to catch up with Coach.
It will. Can't wait for that. Great guy. Really great resume.
He's got a great energy to him.
He does.
I've not formally met him. I talked to him one time in passing through the parking lot, but he just kind of has that feel, much like we talked about with Coach Williams last year.
He's
just kind of got that it factor.
Yes.
And that's going to bode well for the Tigers moving forward.
It is. You can tell that you're standing and talking to a football coach or a coach, period, when you're talking to Coach Etheridge. Good morning, Will Ruse again.
Good morning, Misty.
Misty Joyner's in, so good to see you. But, yeah, we can't wait to see Coach Etheridge in the morning. JP says he's going to send some Atlanta bread products for us next Friday. Well, we're looking forward to that, I can tell you. Wheezy said you probably remember the picture Sherry shared hangs on. That's right. It's in
Danny B's office.
Danny B's office. That's right. You know, Paul Moore had a picture similar to that. I'm not going to say it was that same picture because the picture he had, now I may be wrong, but I Paul cut my hair for a lot of years. It was always, it was in his, when you walked in the airport, it was right up on the wall. But I think the picture that Paul had was from the other direction, like facing back where you could see the stage.
Okay.
And just the sheer amount of people that were there. Good morning, Dirty. There's Dirty Mexican Bo Newton in the house this morning. There's T-Bone. He finally made it.
Well, what was the Harvest Jam in 80, 81?
I think it was 1980, I believe. Yes. Which was a long time ago, especially considering that nothing like that's happened since.
I was in the fifth grade, and it was that was a wild day, to say the least.
Even for a fifth grader,
it was just I just remember the enormity of the event and the people. Obviously, I was having the same time socially as people my senior,
right?
But I remember the enormity of the crowd, and I remember I want to say it was Bob McMillan had a camper there, a motorhome there, and a lot of the adults were on top of it. And I remember kind of running around, throwing the football a little bit with the kids that were there. But it was, the enormity of it stayed with me. I remember it was crazy.
Sure it did. What if you'd have been about 15 or 16, 17?
I saw some 15-year-olds that day. And won't name any names. I don't know that enough time has passed. It's only been 40 years, but... yeah, they were having a good time.
Statute of limitations.
Morning, Mayor.
Still in on that deal.
Yeah, they were having a good time.
Yeah, they. That was a big time. That was a big time for Bruton. That was a big time for this community, and I'd like to see something like that again. Good morning, Brent Hastings.
Good morning, Miss Mitchell.
Of course, Brent. I think Brent's still in Tennessee. Last time I checked, there's Manasco. Good morning to you, Chef Manasco, in this morning.
You know, we talked a little bit yesterday about the Anything That Goes TV show that was filmed here at Municipal Stadium. I was up there last night walking around the track and started thinking about it a little bit. And I can go out there and I can get real close to where Mitzi Slay was when she was trying to hook that last fish to secure the win for the town of Bruton. If you're sitting on the home side of Municipal Stadium, she was on the north into the field there around the 35 or 40 yard line on the near sideline, on the Tiger sideline. And I don't know. I remember where the slides were over there on the south end zone, the visitor side over there with the long jump pit, the high jump pit was, and the pole vault pit.
Sure.
That's where the slides were that Coach, it was just weird walking around there. I could see it all, you know, in my head from so many years ago, but it was neat to talk about that yesterday.
Good morning, Stephen Clark, JoJo Luttrell. Lou Nager said Paul left him those picks when he moved, and his mother, Lou's mother, has some Harvest Jam picks, had some Harvest Jam picks at Willie's. I remember those picks.
Where did Paul move
to? He went to Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And I ain't going to lie, Lou, I'm jealous he left you those pictures. I mean, you just ruined my morning. But anyway, we're not going to let get that bad. Good morning, Martha Clay LaForce, this morning.
My girl. Good morning, Martha.
Good to see you. Yeah. I looked last night because we talked about that show. I've started a hunt to try to find some video of that show. I hope I can find some. There's got to be. I promise you, there's got to be some out there.
It would be crude. I mean, that was back in in the mid 70s.
It's going to be what do they call it? 70 millimeter film.
Yeah.
It would be crude. But I'm telling you.
I wonder, and I know that he does, but like, I wonder like if Regis Philbin remembers being in Bruton hosting that show.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. Let's try to find his phone number. We'll call him up and ask him.
That would be awesome. If we can get him on air here in Drive Time.
Sure.
And get him to share his memories, if he has any,
I mean,
of almost anything goes.
We can find anything. I mean, as far as somebody's like numbers, digits, I think we can find that. Let's call him up and ask him.
We'll do it.
He used to do a morning show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he's used to getting up early in the morning. We'll tell him we're from South Alabama, and you know, town he's been to before.
Started his career. We lost him.
We lost him. Good morning, Kerry Sawyer.
Before Kathy Lee, before Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, yeah. It was Almost Anything Goes, ABC.
Sandy Edwards, good morning. Yeah. Who wants to be a millionaire? I'll tell you what, that guy's done a lot of things, hasn't he?
He has.
He has done a lot of things. I don't know if you ever, I got kind of intrigued by that whole who wants to be a millionaire thing and watched several documentaries about it. There was a lot of cheating that went on in that game.
Sure there was.
There was a lot of people that got like busted and like.
Oh,
like,
no, I did not know
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like got, I mean, took, went to prison and stuff. Like,
are you kidding me?
Oh, no, no.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, there are.
I didn't know that.
You can, there are plenty of documentaries on YouTube about it where they had people in the audience that were basically signaling
wow.
answers to people sitting in the hot seat.
Wow.
I mean, that's crazy. You know, I don't, it kind of reminds me of the movie Casino, you know, where the guy sitting there tapping his leg and that old dude's got that device tapping his leg.
Yeah, they dealt with him.
Oh, they dealt with him. They sure did. they dealt with him in a most severe way.
That was the movie Casino. And I'm going to tell you, it's crazy. And of course, it's scary how my mind works. That movie, to me, has one of the worst scenes in the history of cinema. When they take the guys out in the cornfield and work them over with the aluminum bats.
Man, they do.
I mean, it just, you talking about just hurting. I mean, my goodness gracious.
What about when they got the dude's head in the vise?
God.
I mean.
Not for everybody.
No.
That TV's not for everybody.
Scorsese was, he was.
Sick.
He's rough on that. But listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I think that Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
And Casino.
The Godfather trilogy.
To me, The Godfather's the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Godfather 1 and 2, the greatest two movies of all time. The next two movies, in my opinion, would be Goodfellas and Casino.
I was a big Pulp Fiction fan also.
I love Pulp Fiction. I like gangster movies. Mm-hmm. But I just think that I don't think anything ever topped The Godfather.
The Roy, you know what they call a Big Mac in France?
What's that?
A Royale with cheese.
Really?
A Royale.
Wow.
A Royale.
I didn't know that. Action said it's not as bad of a scene as the 109 is going to be.
Man. Could be.
You're probably right, Action. That's a good point.
I'd bring the crime tape and be ready to.
Yeah.
Was it the chalk outline they do?
Hazel
Burnham said. Burnham would make a very funny outline, I would think.
Hazel said the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another great one. There's a lot of great movies from back then. I mean, I'm certainly not trying to say that, you know, my pick's better than anyone else's. I mean, all I'm saying is that how do you top The Godfather?
That's at the tip top. I don't even know if you should aim at that one, because you can be a real good movie and not be The Godfather.
I mean, I don't know how you do that. I mean, you tell me, how do you top that movie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's been a lot of great movies made. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, how do you top, you know, I mean, Manasco, look at that big brain on Brad.
Oh. And the hits just keep on coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to get this thing where it's doing what it's supposed to do, and it's just not wanting to cooperate this morning.
Butch was a big Titanic fan.
He was.
Yeah, he's got the T-shirt, and he's got some of the figurines on his mantle at the house. He loved the Titanic. Watches it over and over and over. Same ending. Boat sinks. Everybody goes in the water.
Yeah, Scarface. I agree with that, Manasco. Scarface was another great movie. You know, the funny thing, talking about the Titanic, I love the Kings of Comedy with Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
When he starts talking about the Titanic, said he would have been one that would flip one of those end tables over and come by paddling.
Well, you know, I know it was just a movie, and they do things to dress it up or whatnot, but I love the people in the water, literally me from you from the boat sitting there, you know, just,
oh yeah,
you know, the boat would have gotten capsized. I'm going in, either I'm coming in or we're all going out. But I'm not going to be 2 feet from the boat and not find a way to get into things.
Somebody's fixing to have a big problem.
Yeah. I promise you
a big problem. And I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody's having a big problem because I'm like you. I'm getting in that boat.
Speaking of boats, I think I saw where they found the USS Enterprise.
Really?
You know, it was sunk back during World War II. The aircraft carrier.
Right.
Had the guns still intact. The plane's kind of still somewhat intact. It was a great find. I think it was, who was it that found it? The Allen guy?
Wow.
The billionaire. Yeah, they found it. 2 miles down, I think 500 miles off the coast of Australia.
Wow.
The USS Enterprise.
That's a big find.
Brought back a huge find.
Yeah.
You wonder how they go about finding things like that. I mean, that's a big body of water out there.
I don't know.
And all of a sudden, I know it takes technology that I can't comprehend, but to go out and, I don't know. I don't know how you would start to find something like that.
Well, here's my thing. They still haven't found that that plane. You know, that flight, whatever. They've never found that plane. Never. To this day, they don't know where it's at. That's kind of scary. But you don't fly, so you don't have to worry about that.
No, I don't have to worry about that.
You don't get on boats either.
Mm-mm. The only boat I get on is the Love Boat every Sunday at 4 o'clock. And I make that voyage every Sunday.
Without question.
I kick it in the Acapulco Lounge from 4:30 to about 4:45. Go check on Isaac late afternoon.
Julie. See what Julie's got going on.
Oh yeah.
Julie McCoy.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. T-Bone wants to know, was Spock still in the Enterprise?
Star Trek.
I didn't know you was a Trekkie, Burnham. Did you know that?
Yeah, I got a picture that would kind of clear that up for you.
Well,
back in the day.
Please bring it out and show it.
You've seen it. I can repost it.
Oh, I've seen it. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. I'd love to see
that
it again.
Picture of when he was coming out of the science club meeting.
Oh, yeah.
In the lobby of school.
I have seen that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that you had posted that, but have we
gotten any closer to shoring up a time for the 109 on April 7th? I know that we have a baseball game that we're doing the first half of that day. I didn't know if his daughter was going to be playing softball at any point or.
I haven't heard if we have. I have not heard that we have shored up a time yet. Yeah, I mean, because again. I know what time the baseball game we have, but I don't know what T-Bone's schedule's like that day. So Danny Smith said the original Lexington was just found off the coast of Australia.
That was in Lexington. I called it Enterprise. That's what it was, Lexington. I misspoke.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they
showed some pictures of it. I saw it on Facebook. That's where I saw it. But the planes were just, I mean, seeing the planes on the deck were amazing.
So there must have been two of those, right? Because one of them was down here in Pensacola for years. If you remember, the USS Lexington used to go and tour. You could go through the thing. So they must have had.
Well, it may have been the Enterprise they found off Australia. Well, I don't think there was two of them.
I don't know. Danny said the original Lexington. I don't know. Maybe so. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Carrie Hart said it was the Lexington.
Okay. Yeah.
But I know they...
That's a big piece of history to find. That's neat.
They had to have two because there was a Lexington that was docked up in Pensacola for years that you used to go down and visit and go through and go on tours through. Good morning, Donna Mansell. And, I mean, I know for years you could go down there and go through it. I went through it once or twice. I'm going to tell you, have you ever been to USS Alabama?
I have. Well, haven't been in years, but yes, I have.
I'm going to tell you something. You better go when it's kind of cool, because when it's hot inside that place. There's no AC running in there that I know of. If it is, point it out to me. I'd like to find it. I've never been able to find it.
You know, I cannot remember.
JoJo Luttrell said there was two Lexingtons, and JoJo is a former Navy man himself. He would know. That's right.
Thank you for clearing that up, Joe.
The second one is now in Corpus Christi.
Okay.
Danny Smith. Thank you, Danny. Yeah, I thought there were. I knew I may be wrong, but I thought there was I knew there was one down there.
That's the
Aunt B's in.
That's the Arizona that is there in Hawaii. Is that correct?
Yes.
At Pearl Harbor?
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning,
I think
Curtis
it's just cool they found that. I mean, that's a big part of our history and, of course, the world's history for that matter. And to find it and have so much of it as intact as the visuals showed, I thought was just stuff like that kind of gives me chills.
I'm ready for them to find Flight 19, you know, down the Bermuda Triangle. They've never They've never found that flight.
You know, there was something else I saw. Never. And of course, you don't know what fake news is and what is real, but I think they're getting close to confirming some bones they found, or remains they found, as being Amelia Earhart's remains on one of the islands where she disappeared,
you know,
her flight.
I saw that too. And is that like for real? I mean, was that, I didn't know if that might be some of that fake news stuff. I mean, is that like,
I don't know,
the real deal?
It read like it was the real deal. I actually read the article and it sounded official, but if it doesn't come from BMP, I don't believe it. We're the only ones I trust.
I want to tell you something.
Booker wants
I'm with you.
Booker wants to know, are you going to stream the 109? She's going to be out of town and she wants to have an opportunity to watch it.
Absolutely.
Well, I can tell you this. It's not going to take more than 11 and a half seconds.
You need to shut up.
That's going to be my time. 11 and a half seconds.
Who are you with?
I'm with BMP.
Process it. Hey!
Yeah, what's it to you?
I will tell you something. That's one of the most classic. That's one of the most classic things of all time that we've ever pulled off. Was that?
Classic. And we have it forever.
And he claimed that he thought and knew there was something wrong. He had no clue.
We have it forever.
He had no clue.
Archived.
I don't care what he said. He had no clue. Kathy Tolan said they said the bones are 99% hers that were found.
Another piece of history, kind of having the knot tied up a little tighter.
That's crazy, man. It was on Good Morning America this morning about finding the bones, according to Donna Massel.
What time this morning? Were we ahead of them? Did we break it?
I don't know. May have, may not have. I don't know. Melissa Henry, Mac Millen, good morning. Spencer J, Buck, Stephen Thomas, good morning, Buck.
Good morning, Buck. Buck came up and played golf with the boys a couple of weekends ago.
He did.
Already had a tough time.
Did he have a tough time?
Most of his days are pretty tough on the golf course. Buck struggles.
Does he?
He's a good man, though. He's fun to spend the day with. He'll do a little dancing with you. Buck will dance with you.
It's rough in here this morning.
Buck will dance.
Rough. That's John Hart. You shut up. He loves that.
Kicking fire. Kicking fire, John Hart. It's kicking fire.
Process it. No.
Oh. I could listen to it all day.
I will tell you, we will never, ever let that go. Ever. I've got 22 copies of that.
You got it saved again, backed up.
I've got more redundancy than you can understand.
No chance of it going away.
Buck said, good morning. He said, no, birdie leader on Sunday in his group.
All right.
Who was your group, Buck?
That's the question. Sounds like he got McKenzie and Riley.
I was about to say, who I wonder who his group was.
Wheeler.
Tell who is the group there, Buck? We're most interested in that.
Uncle Buck. Speaking of Riley, Steve White's birthday is today also. I missed him.
Is it?
Riley White. Happy birthday,
happy
Riley.
Happy birthday, Riley. That's right.
He's at the winery there in Dufuniac Springs.
He said Tripp was in his group.
Floyd?
He just said Tripp. Okay. That's all it says. Good morning, Mike Cantrell. I don't know. I'm just going off what I'm reading right here, so it's hard to say. But you talk about history and all that kind of stuff. And we were talking about the Harvest Jam. And do you remember the Centennial?
Oh, yeah.
In Bruton?
Good fun.
Back during the mid-80s?
85.
Yeah. That was another kind of big-time event that went on.
Huge.
Around here.
That was like a week-long deal.
Well, that's what I mean.
They had the schools involved. Sure. Obviously, the different civic groups played a role. We had the Brothers of the Brush.
Yeah.
Everybody grew their beards
that's
out
right.
And had the...
They had a jail that they'd lock people up in. I can't remember what...
Had the ice cream socials downtown in the park. It was, that was a cool deal.
Yeah. That was back in
they
the day.
They had to play. They had to play in Municipal Stadium. And it performed three or four or five nights and had a big fireworks display at the end of it. That was a real, real, real neat time. 1885 was our incorporation as a town. 1985, of course, the centennial celebrated, and they did like a months, if not years, of planning for that deal.
Steve Thomas, it was Tripp, Rucker, Stokey,
well done,
and CDW.
CD. Good morning, pup.
So
I'll check it.
Yeah.
Check
him out just to see, make sure we're not getting some bad information right here.
I'll check it.
We don't want to get any bad information. So anyway, like those things like that. I don't know, maybe it's because we were younger, but it seemed like the community, a lot more of the community got involved with that type of stuff back in those days.
Oh, it was definitely community-wide. I mean, the little kid, I mean, from children up to seniors, adults, there was something for everybody. I want to say, and I think I'm right on this, I want to say that there was a time capsule on display at the old Bank of Bruton, and you could go in there and like sign a document or sign something to have your name included in it. I don't think you could put personal items in it. But you could go down and sign a book that was put in a time capsule. I could not tell you where they buried that. That'd be interesting to know, to be honest with you. And it was, you know, put in there for posterity. But there was a time capsule.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to know where.
Speaking of time capsules, you might find this interesting.
Good morning, Tapo.
I planted one.
Did you?
In 1986. We were back in the old days, Miller Cruz Field was a dirt infield.
That's right.
In 86, Coach Roch had gotten some funds up where we were going to plant a grass infield. It was the first grass infield. And in installing it, they, of course, came in, had the back hose, dug it out, sure. Came in with the topsoil. And, of course, we laid the side.
Right.
Well, when they were bringing the topsoil in, I'd had a Gatorade bottle. And several of us that were Donnie boys for that particular summer, that's what you're called. If you work for the city, you work for Coach Roger, you were a Donnie boy.
That's right.
I was a Donnie boy, and we had written something out, and it was something to the effect of, we, the Donnie boys of 1986, planted this infield. Hope you guys enjoy it in years to come, whatever it was. And we all signed it. And I remember it was myself and Michael Holmes, Scott Ryland, Wesley Britton, I think, signed it, maybe Travis Busey. And then we put the cap on it and threw it in. And I can tell you, somewhere between where the shortstop would play and the second base bag, but it's, you know, 3 or 4 feet down.
And been there. And been there for...
Yeah, it's in a Gatorade bottle, yeah.
For that long.
Mm-hmm. It's 86.
That's pretty interesting, man. I mean, that's a... that's something to see. I mean, do you think people ever...
When they redid the field this last time...
I was going to say...
I tried to go up there and actually find it. And, of course, didn't have the equipment. You know, I'm assuming back in those days it was a glass Gatorade bottle, and the top on it, I guess, would have been aluminum maybe. And I thought that maybe a metal detector might hit on it. But Michael Myrick came up and helped me. He actually had a little bit better than just the Walmart brand metal detector, but we couldn't find it. But it's there.
Did y'all put it down so deep you think you couldn't get to it?
I remember it being pretty deep. When they dug that thing out to bring in the topsoil, I was telling Mike, I remember, I can't tell you if it was 2 feet, 3 feet, or 4 feet deep, but it was, I remember stepping off into it, you stepped down. I mean, you definitely stepped down, so we were unable to retrieve it.
That's probably why. It's probably down so deep that you can't.
Well, maybe when they get done salvaging the Lexington, I can get them to...
come on and look, dig up that time capsule.
Come over and find it, yeah.
That y'all had going on. Well, good morning, Jolene Madden.
Jay Will. Good morning, Jay Will.
That'd be something.
Jolene Madden, her daddy, Mr. Joe, recently celebrated his 91st birthday.
91.
Sweet, sweet people. Oh, Miss Weaver, man. Mr. Weaver, my goodness.
Man. Good people.
Happy late birthday to Mr. Joe.
I'm not going to lie to you. I drove Miss Weaver berserk in elementary school.
She taught me third grade.
I think she taught me second grade.
Miss Weaver.
And I was a holy terror. And I mean... I'm sorry, Miss Weaver. Let me say that up front.
Now, Mr. Weaver, of course, for years was the dean of students.
That's right.
There at the junior college.
That's right.
And of course, I don't know anybody that does not think the world of Mr. and Miss Weaver.
Of all of them.
All of them.
That's right.
Jolene, I tell you what, had her hands full. Joey, Jack, James. Wow.
She did. And one of the most famous people in Bruton from that family being James.
Yes, sir. The catch.
The catch. We've had that. We've had
it right. The catch.
We've had it right here on this show.
It set T.R. Miller on his run.
Was that it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, DJ. I think it's about that time. let's see. Yeah, it's about that time. So I'm gonna let you do your deal, and we'll get out of here and let people get on with their day. I know I've had a good time. Looking forward to tomorrow's show with Coach Etheridge coming in. That's gonna be a big time.
Another great time with all you guys in this morning. We appreciate you taking some of your time to spend with us. Once again, Keith Etheridge, head football coach at T.R. Miller, is going to be here with us tomorrow. You're going to make sure you want to see that. Like and share the video. Tag friends that you think might be interested. And we will see y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a great Thursday. For KJ, I'm DJ. You listen to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet.
Friday at 8 a.m. ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.
Sir, the joy.